Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You're listening to the Work for Life show. I'm your host. I'll be a leader. And you can call me B. That's who I am. Here at the Work for Life show, my intentions is to help people earn money. And what I do, I operate a job readiness work center. I help people prepare to get jobs. So where they are, whether it's your first job ever, entry level, whether you're transferring careers, whether you're coming from military, going to civilian, whether you're a felon, doesn't matter. I can help you find work. I can also help you start your own business. I believe in community development. And I believe community development begins with every able-bodied citizen in a community having work and earning money. Those can be two different things, because homemakers work, but they don't earn money, but they are valuable. Of course, employers employ people to work, and so those employees work, and a lot of times they don't earn enough money. And then we have entrepreneurs, which is what I want to talk with you about today. Entrepreneurship. Begin self-employment and create economic development. That's what I want to ask you to do. That's what I know a lot of you are capable of doing. That's what I know a lot of you really need to go on and start doing rather than out there job searching. Begin self-employment and create economic development, starting in your own home, expanding into your community, improving your city, your state, your country. So I want to ask you, are you tired? Are you tired yet of job search, job fairs, filling out applications, and getting no word, or having a good interview but never get the job? Well, that's what happens to a lot of people for a lot of different reasons. And I don't want to talk about what the reasons are, but I want to talk about you changing your life. Begin self-employment and create economic development. When I say economic development, what do you think of? What is it that comes to your mind? Well, when I say economic development, I want you to think about where you live. I want you to think about the strengths and weaknesses of the place where you live, that you call home, your community. I want you to think about how to make things better based on what the strengths and weaknesses are today. Because economic development begins with you in your community. And self-employment is a way to create economic development, starting with you. If you commit to build a better community, a better life for yourself, then you will begin to produce a better economy. And then according to your works, according to your faith, and according to the funding that you have available, you can create economic development. And when you start to improve your way of life, you will improve your community, and you will improve your city, your state, your country. And we have problems. Yes, we do have problems. Because when we think about the strengths and weaknesses of our communities and how to make them better, the place where we live, we think about the businesses, We may or may not own any. We think about the homes. We may or may not own any. We think about the people and the interests of the people. That's what our community is, the homes, the businesses that serve us, the people and their interests, their education levels, their careers, their ages, the services that's provided to us by our businesses, our government, our politics, the politics of our community, the schools, the services we receive or do not receive in our communities, our nonprofits that's there. All of these are things that go into the makings of your community, and all of these are things that's required for economic development. And although many of them are things that's totally out of your reach as an individual, there are some things that you can begin to do today to improve your community, yourself. The problems we face day by day, many are political. Many come from the business owners that's there taking our monies every day. Many come from the residents themselves who are not living according to what the community may want, or who may be living according to the standards of the community, but it's not growing the community economically. We have to face whatever issues are there, and we have to resolve those issues. If those issues be crime, we must resolve it. If those issues be lack of jobs, we must resolve that. We each must do what we can do ourselves to make our communities better. And for me, since I am here at the Work for Life show, I believe in work. I believe work for life is what we all have to resolve to. Therefore, I believe work for life should be something that you are passionate about doing. Self-employment can create economic development. You can start today to operate your own business, and the results will be a growing community. Inside of 30 days, you'll be doing better, and you will see people around you doing better, and you will see people encouraged around you. Because what you do daily and what you speak daily is your reality. And if you're doing nothing daily, what is it you speak about? And think about it. This is your reality. And day by day, your reality shall not change until you change what you do, what you think, what you speak. Self-employment can be anything as simple as babysitting, a yard sale, mowing lawns, running a delivery service, cleaning up for someone. There are numerous of things that an individual can do without needing inventory, without needing money. The most you would have to invest in is a pleasant appearance. That's where you start to know what you want to do, what you're going to charge, who it is that is likely to need the service or the goods that you're going to be selling. That's what it's about. And that's why I'm here today telling all who will hear that self-employment is the way to create economic development. Begin to grow your community. And when you improve your community, you will find people will begin to invest in your community. If there is a lot, if there are jobless people in your community, it's up to somebody in that community to bring in merchants or to go to merchants, find out what jobs are available, start to talk to people in your community about jobs, do postings in the places of business in your community so that the people who live there can start to look for those jobs, see those jobs. Because a lot of times when people become so discouraged, they stop trying. Well, you cannot do that. We do not have that option as human beings. We do not have the option to give up as citizens of this great country. Whatever problems are in your community, they are your problems, whether you are participating in it or not. You are either a part of the problem or you are a part of the solution. So if there is crime, if there is people killing one another in your community, you need to contact your police department to find out what those stats look like. You need to find out where these things are occurring in your community, and all that information is available under public records. You need to find out what you can contribute to a better community. And self-employment is the main thing that almost any individual can actually do if they put their mind to it. Economic development is a matter of bringing together people, places, and things for profit. That's the way I like to look at it. People, places, and things, bringing them together for profit. That's where we have, the way we have to look at it. If you cannot find a job, you cannot continue hoping and praying for a job. You must do something. To be effective as a citizen, you should want to do something. Look around your community and find out what needs to be done and what can you contribute. And as a community, you need to get together with other people. No, you will not be able to get everybody to participate. But you get a handful of people, a half a dozen people, and a half a dozen people can make changes in a community. You have to come up with strategies, economic development strategies, based on your needs in your community, based on the strengths and weaknesses of your community. You must plan. That's how you move forward. Your politicians must be involved in your community. Your community should be voting. It should be working. Your community should have schools. The children in the school, in the community, should have parks. These are bare necessities for a thriving community. Your community should not be a hangout for people who are looking to do harm to others. It should not be allowed. And if it's happening, then it's your responsibility as a good citizen to call in your police department to clean up your community. That's their job, to understand what it is that you need in your community, what it is someone will pay you to do in your community, and be willing to also volunteer in your community. That's where you do it. You got to give some time up. You got to find a way to make money. You got to get involved in the politics. And you got to look out for your community 24/7. So it takes jobs to grow any economy. And if the people in your community are not working, if they don't have jobs, rest assured, your community cannot thrive. It won't happen. And if you have merchants in your community, then that's where your jobs need to begin. And then you need to begin to look at training for the people in your community. That's why I say a half a dozen people, and you guys can get going. Volunteer and go to work with self-employment. What things is it you'd like to do? Now, what I'm doing in my community is working with what I'm calling house helper services. There are people in my community who are providing services to people who live in the community for pay. And the people who are providing these services become my clients. I do for them is collaborate by bringing groups of them together, making purchases for them as in bulk to save money, providing them meeting spaces, providing other services as needed to those entrepreneurs as they work in the community to improve the community. I make something, they get make money, the community began to improve over a year ago. There are vacant lots we're working on now. There are vacant homes that we're looking into now, because all of these things should be an asset, a strength, not a weakness. So we identify the weaknesses, and we are coming up with solutions that will make those weaknesses a strength. And that's how you need to do it. And you can do this. We all can do this for ourselves if we want a better community, if we want a better America. It's very simple. We must be productive. We must do some work for which we do it out the goodness of our heart, other work for which we do for profit, financially, because we must have money, because money answers all things. So you can't get around having to have money. But you start with where you are, with what you can do, and you begin to make money while you also contribute skills that you have to make your community better. It's real simple. And I want to ask you to join me in your communities and let me know how it's working. Begin now self-employment and create community development, economic development. Grow your community. Be proud of your community. Give your residents and yourself a place to come home to that you are proud of, that's clean, where the streets are well taken care of, where there are no vacant lots, where there's a park for children to play in. These are things that's important to building self-esteem, jobs. Not communities where people are having utilities shut down, ducking the landlord and those types of things. And speaking of landlords, if you're in communities where the landlords are not taking care of their property, but they're receiving rent from it, there are laws. And I suggest first groups get together, do what they can to improve, ask for materials from those landlords in order to improve. A little bit at a time. Don't bite more than you can chew, because you may have some handymen in the area, people who can repair and do it for little or nothing throughout the community, the homes, the apartments, the lawns. Self-employment. If you are willing to begin self-employment today, you will begin to improve your community. And economic development is how you share in the riches, but it has to come from the community. It has to come from the community base. It cannot come from the outside in. It has to come from the inside out. We have to fix what's wrong. We have to look at the weaknesses and make them into strengths. There are funds available to help. There are businesses available who should want to help. There are individuals who most likely can help. What the help is according to the business, according to the city service, or according to the individual. But improving your community has to start with one person. One person. And it'll grow. It will grow. So I'm asking you today to join me. Help the people in your community to develop interests where they want to move forward. Encourage the government agencies to provide services that's there for the asking. Encourage the private businesses to donate what they can to improve the community and to hire where they can to improve the income of the people in the community. The community is the base for the economic development that that community desires. And if you look at the community and it's not thriving, stagnated, then basically that's what the people are doing also. And so we have to get encouraged. We have to encourage others. We have to call out what's wrong, the strengths, and applaud the weaknesses and do our best. Because these years of unemployment has hurt this country. And it's time that we create economic development in our neighborhoods with Work for Life, doing what we do best. So again, are you tired yet of job search, job fairs, filling out applications and having no word back, getting good interviews but never getting the job? Well, your hard work all these years leave you hopeless. But you don't have to be. You see, you never invested in yourself. Now you can create economic development. Invest in yourself, self-employment, economic development in your neighborhood with Work for Life. No need to be jobless. No need to be friendless, pretty much penniless. You can change your life with a job, making money, making new friends right in your community by just walking out your door and beginning economic development. Job search has turned into a super chore for too many people. You need a job somewhere soon, or you'll have to answer the call of the streets before it's over with. So why not invest some time now with Work for Life? I guarantee you earnings in 30 days if you're ready to invest in you. Use my message board here to contact me, and we'll get busy with a plan to have you making money in 30 days or less. Right here, talkradio.com/workforlife. Contact me on Twitter at twitter.com/workforlifebea. Contact me by email, wfl@workforlife.net. That's the at sign, wfl@workforlife.net. You know, working as a group will boost your attitude, will boost your profit, and you can do it in the next 30 days, guaranteed. I'm Bill Leader. This is the Work for Life show. I'm just a touch away from a better day for you, guaranteed.